Here's what you missed on Breakfast This Morning.
So how exactly does our brain sense time?
So there's many different factors that will really influence how we perceive. It's all very subjective as well. It will depend on your own state at that moment.
Okay, so is that to do with kind of a sense of self or...?
It's to do a lot with attentional processing as well. So just how much attention we have to devote to observing the passing of time, what we have on our plates at the moment. And so if you think about young children and they're so sensitive to being in the car and they're saying, are we nearly there yet? It can feel like it's almost torturous for them to have to wait until the end of even a short journey. But that's because they're really attuned to time and it can seem that it's passing very, very slowly. But then as we become older, we start to get bogged down with, you know, paying bills, studying for exams, trying to keep on top of the daily grind. And it's only when we lift our heads up from that, we realize that Christmas is coming around again and it can feel like a whole year just went by in the blink of an eye. So it's really just what's going on as well for us at that moment.
Has your research found that, say, when I'm 20, it'll still change to, say, when I'm 50 or...?
Yes. So this is one of the really interesting things, that there seems to be a difference as we get older and how sensitive we are to be. And so there's a couple of different suggestions as to why this may be. And some people have suggested that time perception is in proportion to the length of time that we've been alive. And so for a child who's 5, 1 year is actually, you know, 20% of their total lifespan. But then if you were 80, it becomes much, much less. So that theory doesn't really hold up, though, because in day-to-day life, time isn't actually perceived as going quicker during the day. It's more as we're reviewing our life and reviewing the previous year, it can feel like time went very, very quickly. And so now, the main theory would hold that it's all to do with memory. And so as we look back over when we're older, we've moved away from those kind of first time experiences, like when we, you know, first day at school, first day at university, your first date, getting married, having a baby. These are all the self-defining experiences. And so less of these happen as we get older. And then when we review our lives, we can think actually that time has passed a lot more quickly because there are less of these events that are sort of breaking up or punctuating our lifespan.
And what about situations that seem to slow down in our memory? They go in slow motion. How does that work with what's going on with the brain?
Emotion will really colour the effects of our time perception. And so there's been a number of really interesting studies that have looked at time perception when individuals have experienced highly traumatic or emotional events, such as, you know, a horrific car crash or being held up at gunpoint. You know, really, really defining and emotionally laden events. And so, again, this seems to be a trick of memory. So when you're experiencing the event, it isn't happening in slow motion. It's more that as the emotion of the situation is hitting home with you, the brain's region called the amygdala, which is sensitive to emotion, this fires up. And so this is trying to make sure that you can encode all the details that are so relevant during that emotionally traumatic event. And so it ensures that you're paying attention to all the different factors, all the details in your surroundings.
Arctis FM, what matters to you?